Liam.
Gavin.
Hello.
How are you today, Gavin?
I'm
this
good.
Lovely Friday.
How are you on this lovely Friday?
Oh, I'm amazing. It has been a pretty crazy week for Broadway. Yeah. It's been like a lot of stuff going on.
We got quite a bit to talk about.
We got
about.
Plenty to get into.
I personally have also had a crazy week. Lots to do. Lots going on. But...
Shall we away?
Yeah. I think we just have to talk about Phantom. I think we have to do that first.
Yeah.
Most people listening to this know that Phantom of the Opera announced that they're going to be closing, which that news broke about 2 hours after our last episode.
Yeah. Thanks so much, guys. That was really nice of you.
Like, if we had recorded at our usual time and we hadn't pushed it to the morning, it would have broken right as we started recording, which would have been insane.
Insane.
I was in the car with my family, and I audibly went, and they were like, "What's up?" And I was like,
I don't
freak out about like stuff like that, but I literally covered my mouth, was like, and, like, gasped. Because I saw it, I saw it on my Instagram feed, and then I saw you had posted a story, and I was like, "There's no way." And then I looked, and then you had posted it, and I was like, "There's no chance." And then I go to Playbill, and it's everywhere, and I'm like, "No way!" Because this kind of like, yeah, it came out of nowhere, but like, I'll explain why it didn't in a little bit.
Yeah,
it's just no one was talking about this. It was just like, "Oh, Phantom will run forever," and then it did. And I don't know. It's just really unbelievable.
I mean, it was kind of going under the assumption that, like, yeah, they can have low ticket sales and, you know, have moderate revenue, but they'll stay open because it's Phantom. That's what they do.
Yeah.
But it's just crazy that, like, it happened. I mean, like,
I know.
If you look at the signs, it was there, but, like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. God. The things that I wrote down just from the little bit of research that I did. So they're closing after 13,925 performances.
Jeez.
And on February 18th of next year of 2023, they just never recovered from the pandemic. Basically, business analysts have been saying that they've been losing money since the pandemic. They have really, really high running costs. They have the largest orchestra on Broadway, pretty big cast, pretty cray-cray set. There are other productions of Phantom that have figured out ways to have the same show, but it's just way less expensive. I don't really have examples of like what they've changed or done to make it a cheaper show.
Yeah.
But there are talks of Phantom coming back to Broadway, just not being the really expensive Phantom, because they're selling tickets. It's just that the Majestic is A, huge, B, they're just not selling out that theater. I think venue,
yeah,
a better venue for them,
just a different venue. They've been in that building for 35 years.
And cheaper Phantom, I think, would be good. It's like the tour. You can't have all of the crazy stuff in the Phantom tour because it's a tour. It's only there for a little while. They're going to celebrate 35 years on January 26th and then close right after that. I think that's kind of why they're closing so soon to it. It's like, okay, we'll get that threshold. Great. Nice. The Phantom of the Opera surpassed Cats in 2006 and it broke the record for the longest running Broadway musical, which was about 18 years at that time. And to then take that and double it, just under, but Phantom of the Opera has earned every last laugh, last everything. Phantom rocks. Phantom, it's gonna be really weird not having that on Broadway.
When you look at it, Into the Woods is across the street, and comically, 35 years ago, Phantom beat Into the Woods for Best Musical at the Tony Awards, and that was two revivals ago.
Was it really?
I think it was the original production, and then there was another revival, and now there's this one.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
So now Into the Woods is like across the alleyway, being like, ha ha ha.
But Phantom of the Opera will have surpassed all three of those productions of Into the Woods,
which is insane.
Insane, like Phantom shoves. More cool things. They have been the single largest generator of income and jobs in Broadway and United States theater history. They have employed about 6,500 people. It has been seen by 19.5 million people in just this Broadway production, not including other the UK,
Jeez.
Australia, the tours, like just this Broadway production. And again, just talking about New York here, $1.3 billion of revenue in this single
wow.
production. Phantom rocks. It's just it's sad. Not sad. It's just it's hard to wrap your head around.
Yeah, it's a real shame. But also, as I always say, this will just open a space for a new show.
Absolutely.
And I'm excited to see what that is. I haven't heard much rumbling about what would be going in there.
Yeah, I don't
anything
know.
That's looking towards a that would make it March opening. Right?
Maybe they so could they have, rename like, the Majestic Theater. Maybe they could make some renovations to it.
Yeah,
because you know it's been the same show in the same theater for it never moved. Right, it opened at the Majestic
nope.
and ran at the Majestic.
No, it was at the Majestic forever, I think.
And so you can't really like do much. You can't just like close the balcony and be like, we're not going to sell. We're fixing it. Like that's closed right now. It's not like you're driving to work. It's like this road is closed. Take a different road. It's like, no, you like can't really touch the theater while there's shows happening 8 times a week. The pandemic was your opportunity, but everyone was at home. So,
yeah,
like I think there's probably plenty of things that need to happen to the Majestic Theater just as a space before it can tackle another show.
Yeah.
But it's crazy. It's crazy to think about. Maybe next, or maybe not next podcast, but in February when it's that final week of Phantom, you and I could have a little tribute episode to Phantom where we talk about
tribute to Phantom. Yeah,
just find fun facts. We could sing a duet. We could, I don't know, do something fun.
You do All I Ask of You.
Yeah, exactly.
Music of the Night. Yeah,
exactly. But you and I both got to see this production.
Yeah,
which is something really cool. We'll get to tell our kids and tell people like, oh yeah, I saw the original production of Phantom of the Opera. That's actually not very cool, I guess, now that I think about it. It's like,
when
oh
it
cool,
ran
you
for
got,
you
yeah, took you
were
time
one
out
of 19 million people to see it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
That's true. It's a smaller group who saw the post-COVID reopening. You could say that.
Oh yeah, that's true. I got to see the post-COVID reopening. No. What else? No big deal.
Sadly, we're also the news broke for Beetlejuice closing as well.
Yeah, yeah, I had that and a little bit down in here because it was that broke a few days ago, I want to say. But the fast facts that I had for that is that's January 8th. Beetlejuice is going to be closing. The tour is going out right before then on December 6th, so you're still going to get your Beetlejuice if you want your Beetlejuice. Maybe you just have to drive a little bit for it. According to Leah Putnam of Playbill, this is just a direct quote because I like this so much. The musical has also announced that it will have fan surprises every day for the month of October, including weekly costume contests, exclusive MAC cosmetics content, limited edition swag giveaways, new TikTok videos and digital content, and more. So, you know, something cool. Beetlejuice is just
nice
giving a little bye-bye stuff, whatever. But they've closed already. We've been waiting for this.
They've been selling poorly.
Like 2 weeks ago, they were the inaugural Broadway champ of the week. But other than that, they're not doing well. Don't let that fool you, folks. That was just a good week. I don't know. It's sad. It sucks. But you know, I think everyone who wanted to see this got to see it and is good. I don't, unless other than the Beetlejuice peeps, the diehards, I don't see people. Being
yeah.
I
don't see much of a drive. I'm seeing it next weekend. Cause I never saw it. So.
Are you really? Oh, yeah, so then you got tickets when you saw the announcement.
Yeah. Just about, I was like, oh, well, I might as well see it before they close, which I guess
That's cool. I want to see it too.
Their marketing worked.
Great things. Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah. What else you got?
What else do I have? I have a little, like, a few little notes. I categorized by big notes and little notes.
Hit me.
Death of a Salesman and the Piano Lesson started previews. Sweet. Dear Evan Hansen closed. Sweet. Some Like It Hot announced all their casting. Sweet. We already knew about Christian Borle and stuff. Leah's back. Sweet. We already talked about Beetlejuice. This is really cool. Mike Birbiglia, The Old Man and the Pool, has announced a run on Broadway. I also took a direct quote from an article here because, again, Playbill has... You should check them out. This is direct from Talura Harms of Playbill. Master comedian and storyteller Mike Birbiglia is returning to Broadway with his new solo show, The Old Man and the Pool. The play will begin previews October 28th ahead of a November 13th opening night at Lincoln Center Theater's Vivian Beaumont Theater. The limited engagement will run through December 30th. I love Mike Birbiglia. He's one of my favorite comedians. I think like him and Jim Gaffigan, if you had asked me.
Yeah.
Who two of my dudes are, who I like, comedy guys. I think this is going to be cool. I would love to see this if I like had the opportunity and I was in New York. I don't really know. It's a solo show, and it sounds like this is making it sound like it's a play, but I thought of it as like a stand-up show that he just does every night. But I don't know. I don't really know what this looks like.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It also said returning to Broadway. I wish I caught that and then told you what that was beforehand. But I don't know. Really cool. I'd go see that. It's cool seeing stuff like this on Broadway that isn't musicals and plays. I love stuff like this that is like, you know, solo shows. I think it's a play. But anyways, if it's like a comedy show, that's sweet.
Yeah,
either way. Very cool.
Very exciting.
He'll probably do well. He'll probably sell a ton of tickets because it's limited. It's a month and a week.
Yeah.
Month and 2 weeks. But yeah, sweet. It's sweet. What else do I got for you? Oh, our good, good friends at Into the Woods. They can't let go of people. They can't just announce casting for something, have that cast run, have it be cool, and not bring those people back. So Brian D'Arcy James and Andy Carl are back in the woods, but not how you might think. Brian is coming back on October 25th to Bake It Up Again. This is me. I'm not taking this from an article. These awesome
this isn't a direct quote
mine.
From Playbill to Bake It Up
Hell
Again?
Hell no. This is mine.
Okay.
He's baking it up, but Andy Carl, the
I've got a package
guy from Legally Blonde, who just came in and stepped in as Cinderella's Prince and the Wolf for Gavin Creel like 2 weeks ago. We talked about this last week.
Yeah.
He's coming back to take over for Josh Henry as Rapunzel's Prince. And he's not taking over for Gavin Creel. Gavin Creel's chilling, but he's starting that October 11th. So this is kind of narrows my window to see this show down to 3 weeks now. Cause that means Joshua Henry's done October 11th. He's the person I want to see the most in this show. I think Brian D'Arcy James is fantastic. Fantastic casting, bringing him back because...
Yeah, he's perfect for the part.
Hell yeah. I don't know what this means for Stephanie J. Block. I did see that her and... she's not leaving with Sebastian. It's not like a package thing.
Yeah, I think he just has like another commitment.
Yeah, so she's chilling with Brian... Her and Brian D'Arcy James are going to be doing The Baker and the Baker's Wife, but I don't know. I'd just be interested if this could shorten her run. Maybe she doesn't make it to January. Maybe she doesn't make it past November, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, this is starting to show a few cracks in the foundation for the show. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they can
We talked last week about money.
Yeah, I mean, I know they were rough last week. I'm hoping they can stay, you know, a part of the theater community because it's looking a little rough.
I would agree. I'll talk about the grosses in a little bit, but it's just Into the Woods is not killing it like they were. I'm wondering. I'll get into that.
Okay.
I also would be interested to see if Brian's now coming back. Could this mean other people who have done this show already are coming back? Heather Headley, could she come back? Could
maybe.
Neil Patrick Harris finish the run as the Baker? Like, what does that mean?
That would be really interesting. I think obviously he was like the first person a part of he was the first Baker, so I would love to see him come back and
yeah, me too.
And give it another shot.
For sure. Because he also has that superstar fame. Yeah. Brian Darcy James,
well,
you know,
he is a huge
superstar.
Like, Neil Patrick Harris has done a lot in the industry.
Yeah, he's absolutely. I think everyone would agree with you there. Moving right along, the last piece of news that I have is the Music Man cast album. This all happened in the span of this week. They announced that their cast album is going to be released at the end of the week on September 23rd, which is today. You can go listen to the Music Man cast album.
Have you listened to it yet, Gavin?
I haven't. Have you?
No.
Let me show you how easy it is to listen to. Oh, wait. Maybe it's not out.
It probably comes out at 6, I would assume.
The Music Man. Oh, so it's totally... Oh, no, it is! Here it is.
All right.
Wait,
that's all we can play without getting copyright stricken.
That's true.
They're Spotify usually doesn't like their music being posted on other platforms on their platform.
There you go. If you want more, go listen.
You'll
to the
have
Music
to
Man
check out Spotify.
Album.
And while you're there, go check out the podcast section where you can find Gavin with Liam.
Oh yeah,
I love Gavin with Liam. Maybe we'll find a theater centric name at some point where we can like market ourselves as a theater podcast.
At some point,
I always tell people I like have a podcast. They're like, "What's it called?" And I'm like,
"My name,
Gavin with Liam." And they're like, "I don't get it." And I'm like, "Well, the joke is like I'm like pushing Liam out." And it's like, yeah. Gavin with Liam, but like, it doesn't really like land, but we talk about theater and they're like, oh yeah, word.
Yeah.
It's like, cool. Have you started rehearsals yet for your show?
No. So, we start rehearsals in 2 weeks.
Oh, nice. Cause then doesn't it open until, oh yeah, it opens like around Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Right.
This is like a 5 or 6 week
That's
process.
Cool. Yeah, we started this week. I think we opened in a month. I don't know, 5 weeks. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
It's cool stuff, though. I don't know. I'm trying to think of like what else is going on because I could get into the Broadway grosses.
Yeah,
let's get
into the grosses.
It was kind of mid this week again. All right, I got my mega sheet pulled up. So, some things to chew on. We have added... from last week, a few new shows. We added 1776, Cost of Living, Death of a Salesman, Music Man, because they're back from another break, and the Leo... I don't know how to say it. It's a play. It's German. I think it's German. Leopoldstadt.
Well, Leopold is a name.
I don't know. It's a play. It's on Broadway. So there were 23 more performances this week on Broadway. There were 221,000 total seats, which is way up from 196,000 total seats. They sold 201,000 of those seats, which is pretty good, I would say.
That's not bad at all.
Top ticket, Music Man is back for their throne, also back for the average ticket. That $597 ticket, though, is, oh boy, it is always there. Yeah. But yeah, the average ticket on Broadway this week was $118, which is pretty similar with last week. Last week was $116. Just, I don't know, consistent. Every show saw an increase in grosses from week ending August 14th last week to, oh, was it August 14th?
It was not August 15th.
Not, oh, whoa. I have September 14th written in here. I don't think that's right. I think it's like something else because we have week ending 9/18 here. I don't know. From last week, it was pretty red. A lot of shows lost money. But this week, only Chicago and Funny Girl lost money. I'll get into Funny Girl. There's always so much to talk about with Funny Girl. This show never ceases to... impress me. in many different ways. Music Man almost hit 3 million, which is, they've done it, I think. Yeah, they've done it. It doesn't happen for them very often, but when they do, it's pretty cool. What else? What else can I tell you? So the only shows to sell out this week were our usual MJ and Dear Evan Hansen, but Come From Away was like, yeah, fuck it. Let's do it. Let's sell out. Hell yeah, Come From Away. Come From Away had a great week. They are absolutely a contender for the champ this week. I would give the champ to Dear Evan Hansen, but it was its final week, so that's
kind of
cheap.
Yeah, I mean, it's always going to be inflated on its final week.
So I don't. I think that's a rule, is I can't give it to them on their final week, because that's kind of cheap. They saw the best week-over-week gross difference. They can't really sell more tickets, because they were already operating at full capacity.
Yeah.
If we want a weekly loser... Funny Girl. So, okay, I think Funny Girl needs some time. Last week on the podcast, we were talking about how they had one of the best weeks we had seen since we started doing this theater podcast, which is, I don't know, a few months now. Funny Girl had a really good week. Really, really good week. Funny Girl then turned it around, 180'd, went from selling 95% of their tickets to 84, which I actually have a friend in my a cappella group who has a friend who works for Funny Girl at the August Wilson in the box office, and said that she just spent her entire week giving people refunds once the Leah news about COVID broke, because that's why people are going to see that show, is to see Leah Michele. And when she's out
right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. They want refunds. So that's kind of where this is coming from. I thought there was hope of them still doing really well and continuing to do well, even when Leah's not in the show. No, They lost. Does that say $502,000?
I believe it does. I'm looking at it too.
It does say $502,000.
I mean, it's tough because there's this large following who loves Julie Benko. And when, you know, they find out she's going on, they will buy those tickets. But it is a different crowd than the people who are excited to see Leah Michele. It's a different crowd.
Yeah. So they made $979,000 at the end of last week.
Yeah.
But at the end of this week, they then lost 502 of that 900 and something thousand dollars. So a big turnaround. It's just, it's signs that show Funny Girl is going to get over the Broadway community is going to get over the Leah Michele hype pretty quick. Her being in this show does not guarantee ticket sales.
Yeah.
Given, yes, she was out of the show this week. But my prediction is, I don't see this show consistently having ticket sales in the 90s, in the 90%. Like, I don't see, after maybe three, I give it like a month. I give it till like Christmas time or December.
Yeah.
Which is a long time. Great. It is. Everyone who wants to will go see Leah Michele. She will still be in the show, and then ticket sales are going to start to drop.
Yeah.
That's,
because honestly, like, and that is partially because this show on its own doesn't really stand up to the test of time. It is a pretty classic in maybe not necessarily the way they were hoping.
I don't think they changed much.
They didn't. And it showed when I saw it. It was a great show. I had a great time. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I was like, this is dragging and 14,000 hours long.
A nice night at the theater.
See here, kid. We're going to go to the theater. See Funny Girl. I've heard
Barbara Streisand.
Yep. Barbara Streisand starring in Funny Gal on Broadway.
I want to go. I like, it's so hard doing a podcast about Broadway and about theater, and then like not getting the opportunity to like go and see shows all the time. Like, I want to go see shows so bad.
I'm gonna do a 3 week back-to-back-to-back.
Are you?
I'm
really
seeing Harry Potter and the Cursed Child tomorrow.
Oh, that's tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. That's very sick. Saturday
very
night. That's awesome. Let's see. What are they? We don't talk about them a lot on here
because
they're just
mostly
they
because
just,
they're very commercial. Like, they're very like
they're super consistent though. Like, they're selling high 80s right now for ticket sales. They're making $1.1 million each week. They're consistency. Hell yeah, pays.
Why can I not find it on this list?
I have it as cell number 15.
Oh, because it's called Child. There we go.
Oh, was it, you had it in as just Child? I see.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty consistent. Let me look at weeks past. They're pretty consistent with it.
Yeah, let's see. Last week, Harry Potter. Oh no, Harry Potter lost a good amount of money last week, but so did everyone. It was just a down Broadway
last week.
Was
just a bad week in general.
They weren't selling that much less tickets. They just lost a ton of money.
Yeah.
The week before that, so week ending September 4th,
they were only down 10%, but they're still like just about at 90%.
Yeah, I mean they were at $1.4 million.
I mean that show in general, I've heard is very like commercial. You know, you can buy popcorn from your seat during
can
the
you
show.
Really? How?
Yeah, an app. You
seriously?
Go on your phone. Yeah, and then people walk over and be like,
seat number 234, you get popcorn.
How does that not disrupt the show?
It does, but
oh,
that's,
seriously?
That's what I've heard. I will come back with
please,
my review next
please,
week.
I need that review. You're like the like field reporter for the Gavin with Liam podcast.
Basically. Well, last week I saw Phantom. It was just as wonderful as always.
Wait,
that
what?
Show, you didn't know this?
No, you went and saw Phantom last week?
Yeah, I saw Phantom the day before they announced their closing.
Wait, how did I not know this? You didn't do a Playbill picture.
Yeah, I know.
That's how I know. My parents went and got they went and saw Beautiful last night at the Egungwa Playhouse, which we talked about last week, and my dad sent me a Playbill pic. Like,
yes.
You know, when you hold it up like in front of like the you're at your seat. And I'm like, you took
that's
a Playbill
classic.
Pic.
That's what you do.
It is what you do. That's how I know when people see shows. You didn't Playbill pic it.
I know. But with Phantom, that show always just like this is why I was a little sad, because that show always reminds me why I love theater. Mm-hmm. It's just so huge and it's so like beautiful and it's beautifully written.
I think the coolest thing about being a college student studying musical theater is every time you see a Broadway show or a really high level professional show, it's just really validating, being like, yeah, like this is awesome. Like,
these
this
people
is
did the same
it.
Thing I'm doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's like the coolest thing about seeing Broadway shows. It's just being like, yeah, I do like this. I do want to do this. Wait, so you saw Phantom last week. You're seeing
I saw Phantom last
no,
week.
Harry Potter tomorrow.
Well, I saw Funny Girl.
Oh yeah, and then
oh, I did take a week off. So I saw Funny Girl, missed a week. Phantom no, it was Funny Girl 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Phantom, Cursed Child, Beetlejuice.
That's so cool.
But because I've had some time off, so I get to, you know, do that. But
get that in before you're in rehearsal.
It starts on Wednesday is when my obligations for The Cradle Will Rock begin.
Oh, really?
I'm a spot operator.
Are you really?
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
That's cool. Do you get to go up like in a little...
Yeah, we have big towers that are on the side.
Yeah, I remember that when I came and saw
the
show.
A little sketch.
That's fun.
They're very secure, but it's just scary to go up.
I will probably... I might have missed my Into the Woods window, which really sucks. But if I don't go in the next month to New York to see shows, I'll probably do it over winter break, because there's not really, like, as a theater student, you can't really do much over winter break, like jobs wise.
Not very many.
Like theater jobs wise. Like, you could do a Christmas show. I know friends that for Christmas break, they... You know, come
even
home.
Then, though, that's a really tight window. Like, you gotta have people at your school who let you leave early to go to rehearsals for that.
Yeah, totally. Like, take finals early and everything. I know.
Yeah.
Most theater schools
it's
don't
tough.
Have finals
it's
and stuff,
a lot.
But yeah, I don't really know what I'd be doing over winter break. Last year, I went to Colorado, so I'll probably try to take a New York trip then. Which I right now, MJ is just it's top of my list. I want to see it so bad.
Yeah.
I'd probably see that right now. I'd see that and Into the Woods, but maybe that on A Strange Loop, or I don't know, something else.
Yeah,
maybe we'll see. I need the full. We need full reviews after you see these next few shows. But we got to crown a champ. I wrote down.
It's got to be Come From Away.
So I also had the Kite Runner on here.
Okay,
they had a really good week. They are. Really small scale. And when I say really small scale, like Music Man makes $3 million this week. Kite Runner had a really good week and they're now at $386,000.
That's true.
That's like pennies. Like that's
I'm very comfortable giving it to Kite Runner.
Kite Runner, just when you look at their stuff, they sold almost 5% more tickets, which is not hard to do in a small theater.
Yeah.
They're in the smallest theater on Broadway. But, you know, when they're up almost 14% week over week gross, like, yeah, I love that. But, and then in third place, I had, we're going to see a crazy, crazy Phantom Swell.
Oh, it's about to go crazy.
It's about to go stupid.
Yeah.
I'm excited because they're going to start selling out, and that's going to just rock.
Yeah, I'm glad I saw it when I did because, like, it's already off of TDF.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It came off the next day. I saw it on Thursday. They announced on Friday, and on Saturday it was gone.
So, let's see. 2 weeks ago, they were at 77%. They jumped to almost 90 this week.
Yeah.
Big things are coming for Phantom.
Of ticket capacity?
Of capacity of ticket sales, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know, Kite Runner, but then again, I don't want to not talk about Come From Away. Plus 10% in grosses, but only sold 2% more tickets, but they went from 98 to 100%, so there's that ceiling that they can't go over. I don't know. It's between Kite Runner and Come From Away. I want to give it to Come From Away, but I think that'd be cool, because I don't think Kite Runner, like, will ever have another opportunity. But
I say Kite Runner.
Yeah, okay. Let's go Kite Runner. I like that. I wish that there were other people that, like, knew the Broadway grosses that we could call and be like, who is it? Like, break the tie. But no, I'll go Kite Runner with you there. Just because, like I said, I don't know if there's another time that they're going to have a good week.
Exactly.
Their average ticket's still $100, which is crazy. Death of a Salesman's is 97. Is there anything lower than that? Oh, Beetlejuice's is 87. No, Aladdin's is 86. Wow. Go see Beetlejuice and a Death of a Salesman. Also, I think Beetlejuice's numbers are obviously going to get inflated because of the closing announcement. They're up 5% this week, which I don't think that would have happened if they didn't announce a closing date. But yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have much more. We'll get some interviews going. We'll find some people who want to be on the Gavin with Liam podcast, some theater professionals that we can ask cool questions to, but again, finding them is hard. Maybe we can interview, if you got any professors at Wagner you got in mind, I can ask anyone here.
Yeah.
We could ask the director of musical theater, Tom Alsip, who directed our production of Footloose. Just ask him about his time in theater school and national tours and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'll talk to him.
But yeah, we'll figure it out. If anyone listening has anyone who's like, oh, I know this person, and they'd love to be interviewed on a really awesome theater podcast, let us know. Also, let me know how my audio sounds, folks. Got a new mic.
I will do.
Invested
into some. I think
it's going
to be a little quiet, but we'll see.
You think so?
A little bit. It's okay.
So the thing is I can't control the audio because it has to go into USB into my laptop, which makes the audio sound not as good as it should. And it's just having cheap cables and stuff.
Yeah, so it's okay.
But whatever.
Yeah.
I am so excited to hear about Harry Potter next week.
Yes, yeah.
But thanks
Alrighty.
For listening, folks. This
we will
has been...
see you next week.
This has been Gavin with Liam. And we say bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.